The Rangers hosting the Astros. Ivan Rodriguez's Hall of Fame plaque on display at the ballpark. He'll be honored all weekend as he has his number covered up, ready to be unveiled on Saturday. Pick up the action in the third, 2-0 Texas. Carlos Gomez with the bases loaded facing Charlie Morton.
It's his back up the middle. That's a base hit. Chews in. Here comes Andrews. He'll score. A two-run single by Carlos Gomez. It's 4-0.
Elvis the runner at third with one out. And the pitch is lined down the left field line, hooking fair and into the corner. Elvis scores. Beltre in at second base with a double. The Rangers lead 5-0.
6-0 Rangers lead as we go to the top of the eighth.
And here's the pitch, and that's hit up the alley in right center field and hit well. Headed for the Ranger bullpen and gone. George Springer with his 28th of the year. A two-run shot breaks the shutout and gets the Astros right back in the game. Four runs home in the inning. And McCann the batter. On line drive, short right field, coming on Mazzara, he dives. Fantastic play by Nomar Mazzara to end the inning. First and second, two outs, 6-4 Rangers.
Gonzalez, Cardio, and Jose Altuve, the 3-2. Got it, Brooklyn!
The Rangers win their second straight, taking it 6-4, while also handing Houston a season-high fourth straight defeat. Cole Hamels the win, going 7 scoreless innings, striking out 5. Elvis Andrews 3 hits and 3 runs scored. Alex Bregman extends his hitting streak to 13 games. The Rangers take their second straight. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after.
A very solid outing for Cole. Again, really good use of the four-seam fastball up. Had good sinking life on the two-seamer. The changeup was in play again today. It's a solid pitch for him. Really good feel for the changeup. Some curveballs are getting back into certain counts. Kept them off balance. Kind of back and forth type situation. Some early count outs. Really had to make an adjustment there late after the ball off his knee. Started to tighten up on him, but had to make an adjustment to kind of grind through last couple of innings to get the outs. I believe that the early swings with some soft contact outs led to him staying in the game as long as he did because the knee was starting to tighten up on him. No concern. Just hit him on the side of the knee, kind of I think head of the tibia, I guess, went a little numb there in the beginning. Took him a little while to get some feeling back in that lower leg, but just no real concern at this point.
10 hits, 6 runs, no home runs tonight. What'd you like about how your offense produced in this one?
Yeah, it's a change for us. We haven't done that in a while. No, I love the approach that our guys had off of Morton early, really making him work, staying off of the pitches on the edges, looking to go up the middle, sitting on certain pitches and counts that really proved beneficial. And really, when you look at top four guys in our lineup, and then Gomez really coming up big there and with a two-out situation where he drove the ball back up the middle. But, between Mazzara, Elvis, and Beltre, and Gomez, really just their approaches, all of our guys' approaches really, with had a couple walks in there. But, listen, it was, some manufactured runs, really nice to see. That's what we need to do when those home runs don't show up.
On the subject of intestinal fortitude, when Hamels does that, stays in the game despite taking that ball and then covering first and it comes up a little lame from it, does that sort of tell you that a guy from California can be pretty tough too?
Listen, I think we know how tough Cole is, and he's as competitive of pitchers there is. He knows how to win baseball games. He knows how to make an adjustment in game when he needs to, especially when he has good feel for the baseball. And the situation there, not optimum for him, but however, there's a ton of toughness there. He knows what he means to this club, and for him to continue to grind through it in the last couple of innings, it was huge for us.
Excuse me, but just to clarify, because at least I did not get a good replay. The ball, the Hamels got hit in the knee?
Yes, on the side of the knee, yeah. It was...
push off or landing?
Yeah, it was his left leg, yeah.
Okay.
Left knee, yeah, just on the head of the
And it just kind of stiffened up as the game.
Well, it was pretty sore the entire game, TR. It was, I don't think the soreness ever went away. It was a challenge for him to be able to push off of that leg. So he had to make a little bit of adjustment, but he found the field and gutted it out.
Elvis Andrews, a big game with 3 hits and 3 runs scored. He talked to the media afterwards.
It was huge. I think that lately that's what we've been doing. And everything happened because the way Cole started the game for us, he set the tone for the team. And, you know, we're really lucky we can put some runs early.
What about the way that also Claudio battled there at the end?
He's been a horse out there in the bullpen. And hold on a second.
Guys, he almost didn't want to do my interview because he knew that this was coming for him. Okay, let's go back and talk about Claudio and how he was able to battle too, as well as Cole.
No, he's been our horse in the bullpen this year. That kid has a lot of heart. He's never scared for a challenge, and really, really happy that we got him in the bullpen.
This team has been in this situation throughout the season where it gets closer than you would have wanted to. What's the difference between the team that let some of those get away and the team that battled back tonight?
No, I think that shows how much heart we got. And like we always say, we're not going to give up into the last out, into the last game. So everybody's really happy. We know that we're close out there and we're getting closer. So I think everybody's feeling that energy. And I mean, right now, you just play game by game.
Especially in a rivalry situation like this, though, when you guys are battling back right now to get in the postseason, how big is winning the first one of this series?
No, it's amazing. And believe me, we want to win. We want to win them all. So we know it's going to be a tough challenge. Those guys at Houston, they've been amazing this year. He has a lot of talent, but we know how we play them. We play really good ball against them, and hopefully we can play like we did tonight.
Up next, the series against the Astros continues on Saturday with Tyson Ross on the hill.